Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Tzadi Beis Chulin 92. And today's Daf Yomi, we start already on the bottom of 91b, where the Gemara is discussing the topic of Jacob, or Yaakov Avinu, our forefather, wrestling with an angel. But the verse says that Yaakov was wrestling with a man, and so therefore the verse says in chapter 32, verse 27, "Vayomer Shalcheni Kiala Shachar," that the entity who Jacob is wrestling with says, "Send me away because the dawn has arisen." So Jacob says to the man who he's wrestling with, "Amar lo ganavata o kubiustus ata? Are you a thief or are you a kubiustus?" So Rashi says a kubiustus is a kidnapper, but Tosus interprets it that it was a dice player. And so Yaakov was saying to the kubiustus, according to Tosus, "Are you afraid of the dawn because the gamblers would find people who owe them money and they would come running after them, and so therefore he's trying to run away. So what are you hiding from? Because Shemisyari Minashachar, why are you afraid of the dawn?" So the angel responded to Jacob, "Malachani." No, he says, "I'm an angel." At first Jacob didn't know that he was an angel. Jacob thought he seemed like he was an idolater. That's what it said back on Amud Aleph. And so therefore now Jacob says, "Send me away," because the angel says, "Send me away because the morning dawn has arisen." And now he reveals himself that he is actually an angel and not just a man who he's wrestling with. So he says, "I need to go because miyom shenivraisi lo igiyas mani lomar shira ad achshav." He says, "From the moment that I was created, I didn't have my time to sing the praises before God up until now." This is always a very moving line for me every time I read this, because a person is created for one moment. This is his one moment to come before God and give his praise. And he's saying to Yaakov, "I'm going to miss my moment. Allow me to go." And so therefore, the Gemara continues, "Mesayle Rav Chananel," that the Amarav, that this interpretation is support for Rav Chananel Amarav, who says, "Shalosh Kito Shamalachi Asharos." There are three groups of angels that are serving in God, that are Omer Shira B'chol Yom, who say praises to God every day. Achas Omeras Kadosh, one says Kadosh, holy, one says Kadosh, the Achas Omeras Kadosh Hashem Tzivakos, and the other one says Hashem Kadosh Hashem Tzivakos, the God of the hosts is holy. So there are three new groups that say praises to God every day, and each one only says it one time. And so therefore this angel says, "This is my one time. I get one time in my existence to say Kadosh before Hashem, and that's what I'm living for. So let me go to say the Kadosh." So the Gemara challenges this, because it seems from this braisa, from this support, that the angel says, that the third angel says, "Kadosh Hashem Tzavakos," holy is Hashem of the host. But this is problematic, because there's another braisa which we're going to cite, that the angels don't have the authority to say "Kadosh Hashem Tzavakos." They first have to say three words before they could say God's name. And so therefore the Gemara challenges this idea, because we have a braisa that says, "Chaviv in Yisrael of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu Yosem Yimalach Yisharas," that the Jewish people are even more precious to God than the ministering angels. She Yisrael Omrim Shira B'chol Shah, because the Jewish people can say praises at every single moment that they want. They don't have to wait for a specific time where they could say Shira before God. But the Malachi Asharis, the ministering angels, they Ein Omrim Shira Ela Pamachas Bayom. They only get to do it one time a day. V'Amrile, and some say Pamachas B'Shabbos. Some say they only get to do it once a week. And V'Amrile, and some say they only get to do it Pamachas B'Chodesh and Pamachas B'Shavua, Pamachas B'Chodesh, one time in a month. And some say Pamachas Biyova, one time in a Jubilee year, Amule Pamachas Ba'olam, that they only get to do it one time in their entire life. So the idea that they do it one time in their entire life is supported by this braisa. But then the Gemara continues, Yisrael Maskirin Es Hashem Achar Shtei Shtevos. But the Jewish people, they get to mention the name of God after two words, as it states in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Hear O Israel Hashem. Whereas the angels, they only get to mention Hashem's name after three words, as it says, "Malachai Asharis e maskirin as Hashem el achar shalosh tevos," because it states, "Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh, Hashem tzivakos." And it says in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, "Holy, holy, holy is Hashem of the hosts." So we see from here They only get to say it after three words, whereas the Jewish people get to say it after 2 words. Because the ministering angels, they can't say Shira above until we Jewish people say it below, as it states, and it says in Job that when the morning time arises, the Jewish people give the praise, and only then do the ministering angels raise their voices in prayer before God, in song before God. So we see from here, from this brisa, that the angels need 3 words before they're able to say Hashem's name, whereas in the first brisa that the Gemara said, that they say Kadosh Hashem Tzivakos, that one angel just says holy is Hashem Tzivakos. So what's the answer to that? Does an angel need 3 words or does it need 1 word? So the Gemara says Ela Achas Omeres Kadosh. So what happens is, you're right, one angel says holy, Va'achas Omeres Kadosh Kadosh, the next angel says Kadosh Kadosh, and the third one says Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzivakos. The third one says the word holy 3 times, and then indeed can always say Hashem's name. But the Gemara challenges that on the top of Tzadi Beza Menalef Va'ika Baruch. What about the fact that there says another verse which says Baruch Kvod Hashem Baruch Shem? It says in the verse in Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 12, Baruch Kvod Hashemim Kamo. And we see from here that the angels say it after 2 words, not after 3. So the Gemara says, Baruch Ofanim Hu Da'amrile, that the Baruch is not said by the ministering angels, that is said by the Ofanim, that they are really part of the Kisei HaKavod itself, they're part of the throne of glory. An alternative answer is, Kivin Diyav Rishus HaYav, that once they got permission, then they were able to say it after only 2 words. But we see from here that Bnei Israel are able to say Hashem's name after 2 words, and the ministering angels are saying it after 3 words. But actually, there is one entity, one class of people that says it after 1 word, and that is the idea of Yisro. Yisro comes and says, Baruch Hashem, blessed be God. So the person who converts to Judaism, they are able to say Hashem's name after only 1 word. They don't even, unlike the people who are born Jewish who need 2 words, the person who converts says 1 word, people born Jewish say 2 words, and the ministering angels need 3 words before saying God's name.